Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. It's Thursday. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. Instead of Mark today, we have Garrett joining us from Z100. Garrett, are you there?
Yes, Rob Shooter. I'm excited. You know what today is for me?
Tell me.
It is vaccination day. I am getting the COVID vaccine right after this show, marching right down to the center in New Jersey, and I am getting myself a phase one of the vaccination. So big day, and I have a podcast to listen to after this. This is a great day. All
congratulations, together. My friend. How come you're getting it so early, am I allowed to ask?
Yeah, no, of course. I'll be open. We are an open book here at the Naughty But Nice Show. So I fall into it phases. It feels like a movie that you fall into a phase. So I fall into this phase called 1C, where because I am a diabetic and I am immune compromised. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm there. I'll be with other first responders and other people, but today, at least in New Jersey, it falls into if you have certain criteria, then you know, heart disease, kidney, like a lot of other things. Right. But for me, it's diabetes, and it's the one time diabetes is paying off.
Well done, my friend. I'm happy that this is finally happening. Maybe sooner than later, we can actually meet up again and have a drink. Do you know what time it is, my friend?
It's tea time.
Big exclusive at the top of the show. Things are getting ugly between Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Sources are saying that she's going to have to fight if she wants full custody of the children. So Kim and Kanye, they do have a prenup, but it doesn't contain anything about the custody agreement for their two daughters and their two sons, which apparently is consistent with California law. I know nothing about law, but a lawyer source of mine last night was telling me this. So if Kim wants full custody, and I think she does, she's going to have to fight for it. Sources told me the following, quote, "Most divorces start with parents getting 50-50. If Kim or Kanye want to spend more time with the kids, they basically have to prove that it would be detrimental for the children to spend more time with the other parent. In other words, if Kim wants full custody of these kids, she's going to have to prove that Kanye's not a good dad." Ooh,
that's tough. But you know what? You know, this is an opportunity for Kim to whet her chops in becoming a lawyer. You know, we've heard about this now for months. And she comes from a lawyer family, and she also has a very good mom in the sense of finding things about people. You know, but I think between you and I, Rob, if we were the judge, we would just say, okay, well, let's look at the past 2 years. Okay, Kim, I get
it. Kanye's not made this easy for himself, has he? Publicly, we've seen meltdowns, we've seen fits, we've seen outrage from him. So just from what we know as a public, and I hate judging people as parents, it's none of my business, but seeing him as a human being, I think we can all agree, he's told us that he does have mental health issues, which does not mean you're a bad parent, but she knows she knows everything. How far do you think she'll be willing to go?
I don't think she'll go too far, because I think, and you can admit it too, we've seen a different Kim Kardashian, you know what I mean? We've kind of seen her morph into, you know, going from a reality show star to, you know, an entrepreneur to a very famous person. So and I think as she has become a mother of, what you said, four kids now. I think we've seen a turn. You know, she does want to become her mom for obvious reasons, I think. but I think she'll walk a line.
Right.
She'll do enough to get what she needs, but not throw Kanye under the proverbial bus.
Right. You're consistent here with my sources. Another source, a friend of Kim's, told me late last night that she still loves him. She will always love him. He's the father of her children. He obviously has special needs, and she understands that. But the children are her priority. And I think if she had to pick between Kanye or the kids would win. This is what makes things very tricky here. He doesn't live in California. He basically now lives on a ranch in Wyoming, a luxury ranch. It's gorgeous. It's huge. So he lives there. Now, under California state law, for either parent to take the children out of state, out of California, they need the other parent's permission. So what I think will happen here is I can see Kanye moving back to California to spend time with the kids. I can't see Kim saying to the children, go for a week to Wyoming and I'll see you next week. It's going to be really interesting, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Kim is going to have to fight. She's going to need to fight if she wants full custody. Would you trash your ex to get full custody of your kids? Oh, it's a tough one, isn't it? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett Love, what are you working on?
All right. Well, if these two ever get divorced, you know these pictures are coming out. So Kira Sedgwick says that she got a bikini wax from her husband. Now, if you don't know who her husband is, he is an idol of mine growing up. This is a movie I watch constantly over and over again. It is one, the only Kevin
Footloose.
Bacon. So Kevin
Footloose.
Bacon gave his wife.
I love that movie.
I loved Footloose. I would put on a jacket and dance around the living room. Like, oh,
I bet you looked adorable.
So Kara Sedgwick said, you know, because of the coronavirus, she couldn't go out, just like many of us, to, you know, get a bikini wax. I couldn't get a haircut. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get my eyebrows done. And I'm sure you, same
for you. I'm practically
perfect,
well, darling.
So,
I don't need outside help. Oh,
please. That's a whole nother discussion right there. So she said, how hard could it be, really? You know, so Kevin Bacon did it. And she said, never again.
Would you?
Never.
Would you wax your wife, Garrett?
You know what? For the sake of, if it was my wife, yes. If it was like you as a friend going, I need some help. No, there's the
line. I wouldn't
do
your private bits, but if you asked me to pull a few hairs out of your nose or your eyebrows, I think I could do that. It's amazing. This pandemic has made us so exposed.
You know what I'm very good at? It's almost like this is my superpower,
yes.
Rob Shooter. I could see, like, if we're sitting across, like, from a table, like, you're on the other end, I could see, like, if a hair is coming out of your nose or ear, and I'll tell you, I'll be the friend, like, I'm the equivalent of if your fly's down, I'll tell
you. Nice.
But I could see that. I could see the one single strand of hair that we all know, it slips by all of us, like, but I'll be, hey, Rob. You got
hair on your
hair
nose coming
out of your ear.
That's very kind of you. I'm a big picture guy. This is why we work well together. I don't care about details. I care about the big picture. So if we were going to paint a wall, I would use a big brush. Just boom, 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 boom.
Right.
And you would do the little teeny tiny fine, which is most important, but the fine attention around the light switch. A friend of mine, a comedian friend of mine, Michelle Buteau, she's been in quarantine too. And she told me during the quarantine was the first time she ever farted in front of her husband. So being in these small apartments, particularly in New York, we really do see things about...
Those walls are thin too, I mean.
This is a wild story. Thank you. The Sedgwicks. I love Kevin Bacon too. Gwyneth Paltrow is talking about how uncomfortable she is being famous. So one of the reasons that she's quit acting is she never really enjoyed it. In fact, she's got only one exception to get her back in front of the cameras. That's if her husband, who's a big director and a producer, if he asks, she will do it. But otherwise, she's not really into it. And then she added too that she's never really been that comfortable being a famous person. That sounds crazy to people that are not famous,
yes,
or have never
does.
Been around fame, because I think we all think being famous is the most wonderful thing in the world. When I worked for some really, really famous people, I got to see the downside of fame, and they could never complain about it because it'd make them look bratty. If you've got such a great life and money and you're gorgeous, complaining about being famous sounds dumb, but there is a side to it that I'd never understood until somebody very famous said to me, do you ever have a birthday party that you're not really into, that a friend throws you a big surprise birthday party and you find yourself in the middle of the room and everybody's coming at you to say happy birthday and you don't really know these people and it's just all so overwhelming? That's what being famous feels like all the time. I think that really hit home for me. There's places I've gone, particularly birthday parties. I'm not a big fan of birthday parties.
Right.
I don't really even like big parties. If we go out for dinner, I like 3 or 4 of us, maybe even 2 of us. I don't like 10 of us. I like to really connect one-on-one, not a big crowd. Being famous feels like you're constantly in a big crowd. Isn't that interesting, Garrett?
It very is. And you know, it's funny, speaking of birthday parties, yes. too, my dad had a birthday last week. So, you know, we all did what we normally do now. We all got tested and then we went to go sing happy birthday. But here's the thing. Like, someone is sitting on a $1 billion idea. It just has to be created. So the birthday cake came out and normally we're used to blowing out candles. Mm-hmm. So we said, no. If you want to share this birthday cake,
don't spit on it.
You can't blow out the candles. So there has to be something, whether it be one of those pocket fans or something that someone can create. It's someone that's listening to the show, because if you're listening to the show, you're pretty smart.
Yes.
To create something that we could sell. I'm pretty sure it has. Maybe it is those pocket fans that come with the birthday candles.
But it's a big investment for once a year, because you only use it once a year. That's the only flaw here. I'm thinking, I don't want to be negative. I don't want to sound like I'm Mark Cuban on Shark Tank.
At the 99. Are you out? Are you saying you're out on my idea already?
I don't know if I like the idea, but I think we'd have to have more than one. But the Queen has two birthdays. Maybe we could sell her one. But we need to have more than one a year.
We just need to sell one. We need to sell one for a very high price point, and we'll retire from there.
What's going on with Bachelor Matt? I love him.
All right. Now, here's an interesting idea. Like, when you hear people that are on The Bachelorette, you just think they're going after the attention of being on camera, and the way that they're portrayed on screen is that they're big partiers.
Yes.
So Matt James says that his dating history is slim to none. And I've never seen him in the streets of New York, but when he was in New York, he said his dating was practically nothing. He was broke. He just came to New York to hustle and not even think about working. That's why he moved to New York. But he said, now that he's a little bit older, he's willing to do things to make sacrifices for love that he wasn't willing to do before. But you got to think, like, wow, now you're so I guess the sacrifices, I'm willing to go on TV and put it in front of everybody,
right.
But I didn't want to date when it was just me and someone else. So, it's weird. It's almost like two different people.
Right. What do you think about people that have not dated a lot? Do you trust somebody who's not, not 19? We've all not dated very much when we're young. But when you're getting to
35. Yeah, if you're like 35 and you only date.
Yeah, and you've not dated. Like, I thought, it made me a little bit jealous at first, but it actually turned out to be a good thing. When I first met Bruce, he had dated quite a few guys before me. He had even lived with somebody for several years and they broke up. And I thought it was a bad thing, but actually it wasn't. Having somebody reach
Tell you it was me.
That would be. I would approve. I think you're great, Garrett. And you could pull out all our nose hairs. Look at that. I think meeting somebody who's older than 30 or 35 or 40.
Yeah, it's
I don't want to be your first.
Kind of in that ballpark.
I don't, because it is difficult. I love Bruce. We have a lovely life. But I've got to admit, we get on each other's nerves. Can you believe it? I get on somebody's nerves. I know.
Wow, you're normal.
How dare you? But what about you, Garrett? Had you dated much before you met your wife? Had she dated?
Well, yeah. No, not much. A handful of people. It's funny to hear my friends and maybe even your friends too go, oh man, my number is like 25, 30.
Oh, the number. Mine's not that high. I've got a very low number.
Me too. But like, we have friends that having connected, with that right person, they're like, over the past like 10 years, maybe probably about 30. Like, that's a lot of people. That's almost like
I try not to judge it. I really try not to judge people's sex life. So
I do.
I don't know if I do, and particularly because I'm gay, I fought all my life for people to not judge who I sleep with or kiss or date. So for me, it's quite a touchy subject. So I really, really try on this one. But Matt James, I think, maybe I'm wrong, I'd love to know what you think about this. Dating is sort of a skill. It is a skill. And being a good dater, you've got to have a little bit of practice. Your first kiss. I don't want my first kiss to be the person I marry, because I'm not really a very good kisser. And I've kissed quite a few people now, but I'm still not a very good kisser. How are you in the kissing, Garrett? Are you a good kisser?
I always lead. I feel it looks like an act of desperation. you know what I mean?
Bless you. You're adorable. Quickly before we go to break, we have a little bit of breaking news here on the show. It has just been confirmed that Lady Gaga is going to sing the national anthem for Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th. I was being told it could have been Taylor Swift. She's been a big supporter of President Biden. Also, too, Bruce Springsteen Queen might perform too. Things are very different this year, not only because of what's going on in DC and the pandemic, let's not forget that, but normally there's always a big singer, a big celebrity. Do you remember when Aretha sang it? Oh, she was fabulous. Oh.
Now, do you know if this is going to be like a virtual event, like we've seen many of these events happen before?
They're saying that Biden and Kamala Harris want to be there in person and have some sort of sense of normalcy. I think they're all going to wear masks. Goodness knows they believe in science. I think Gaga's going to be there. I don't know, but I will predict she's going to be there. For me, she's wonderful. The girl can sing. I love her values. I love Born This Way.
Did I ever tell you my wife actually grew up playing with her?
No.
So her dad got his first job from my father-in-law.
What was she like as a child? Was she special then? Did you know she was going to be a big star, or was she different?
Well, no. It was one of those things they played when the kids went to work with dad, you know, their parents. So it wasn't like you can be like, aha, you know, but it's she played with, you know, Stephanie.
I love that.
You know, back in the
day. Oh my goodness, that's fantastic. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. We don't have Mark today. Hi, Mark. We have Garrett joining us. Hello, Garrett, darling.
Hello, hello, hello.
Let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. So, yesterday. So yesterday we asked Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles are now sharing clothes. He loves to put on a dress and she loves to wear the pants. So this should work out beautifully. Would you share clothes with your other half? 55% said yes, they would. What about you, Garrett?
Yeah, we'll go scarf and definitely hat. Glove, maybe if my hands were, you know, her size. But yeah, no, I could do that. Like, even if like there was like a button-down shirt, I think I can get away with. And you know why? And I'll admit it. It's because of Harry Styles. Wear what you want. Wear what you want. Be confident. And you know what? I'm sure if you put on something that like everyone else is unsure, but you're confident about it, it'll just make it look so much better.
I have a little secret. The night I met Bruce, I was wearing a gray top that was pretty unisex, but it actually came from the girls' department in the store. I know.
Did you ever tell him this?
Yes, yes. Not right away, because I was sort of... Before Harry Styles, it's still a little bit of a taboo for guys to wear girls' clothing. Girls, my sisters could steal my stuff all the time, and nobody would say anything. Christine was always stealing my jumpers and my shirts.
Typical Christine.
But she's terrible, Christine is. But I couldn't really steal Christine's stuff because people would make fun of me. But I was in Edinburgh, and I saw this beautiful top in a department store, and I didn't even know I was in the girls' section, and I bought it, and it was only months later that I realized that was a girl's top, and I wouldn't have bought it had I known that. Isn't that interesting? Harry Styles has changed things, hasn't he? He really, really has. Don't forget to vote on today's poll at Naughty Nice Rob on Twitter, at Naughty Gossip on Facebook, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Well, now me delivering this type of story doesn't go over as well as when you do it, because these are your people. Kate Middleton taken back by a gift sent by Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. So, you know, we've talked about this many of times. Are they fighting? Do they hate each other? Well, I guess not really. So, according to Us Weekly, they didn't say what was sent, but said that the gift was very thoughtful. It was a nice surprise. Kate wasn't expecting anything from her... I guess brother-in-law and sister-in-law, right? But she got a cake from her kids, a huge caramel or caramel, depending on where you're from, and vanilla cake with 39 candles. I would just put one at this point. You know, like we said, we talked about before, just put one candle, make it easy on everybody. But what do you think it was,
Ooh,
Rob?
What'd you get her? I think it was something very thoughtful. The two of them send funny gifts. So in the past... The first time Meghan spent Christmas with the royal family up in Balmoral, she got them funny gifts, because you can't get them expensive gifts like Cartier watches, because they have crowns. Like, they have stuff that's better than jewelry.
But she's not going to Spencer's Gifts and getting a poster of a cat.
I don't know.
You know.
It could be funny. I do like this is happening. I want them to be friends again. You're our nicest of the day and our naughtiest of the day.
Yes.
Jimmy Fallon's ratings have plummeted to an all-time low. On Monday's episode, just 947,000 people tuned in. Compared that to Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel. Colbert's getting about 2 million, and even Jimmy Kimmel now is getting almost double the numbers of Fallon. Fallon's in trouble. Now, it is worth pointing out, these do not reflect the streaming numbers too. A lot of people now are watching Jimmy, Fallon at least, on the computer, on streaming networks, not on live TV.
Well, it's about the bits, too. It's about going to YouTube the next morning to see what they did because, you know, it's late. It's late.
But it's late for the other boys, too. So you can't say that one's later than the other. If you have three shows at the same time and you come in third, it's not great. Which of the three of these do you watch? Are you Fallon, are you Kimmel, or are you Colbert?
Kimmel, then Fallon, then Colbert. Like for me, like there's so much minutia with politics. You know, I know Kimmel gets into it, but Stephen Colbert, like that's
it's
what his whole
and he's number
about.
One, so people are eating that up. But it's interesting. I have a crush. My celebrity crush is Jimmy Kimmel. I've always had a crush on him. I like regular looking guys. You know, handsome but sort of regular looking who are funny. Who does that sound
you're welcome.
Like, Gareth?
You're welcome. You're welcome. Like
you.
You're welcome.
That's why I like you. Okay, it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. You get a Rob.
Yes,
get Rob. Over the years, working with some of the most successful people in the world, I've seen what makes them successful, and it's not necessarily talent. Diddy, Jennifer Lopez, John Bon Jovi, Alicia Keys, Jessica Simpson all had one thing in common. Just one thing. It's what made them stars. They had the ability to silence that nasty voice in their head that tells us all we're not good enough. Do you have that voice, Garrett?
Sometimes, you know, it goes back and forth like a seesaw. Like, you know, there's some days it's like, I could take on the world. And then there's other days where you're like, okay, well, the world, you win right now. I'm just gonna sit right here and just wait for this one to pass. But I think everybody goes through that.
They do, and that's the whole point of this moment of Rob. Everybody has moments of doubt. The biggest stars in the world, I've seen them. Days Jennifer Lopez is insecure. There's days Diddy doesn't feel like he's the king of New York. It's the way they handle those fears. It's the way they handle them that makes them successful. Hey, that's it for today. I always feel successful having you around, Garrett. And thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. And leave us a review if you can. And all together now, remember, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be.
Bye, everybody. It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.